I'd like to share with you the gospel text today from Matthew 23, verses 1 through 12, with strong references to the Joshua text that was read earlier about the soles of the priest's feet parting the waters of the Jordan River. From Matthew, we hear, "Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and his disciples. The legal experts and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, you must take care to do everything that they say, but don't do what they do, for they tie together heavy packs that are impossible to carry. They put them on the shoulders of others, but they are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do to be noticed by others. They make extra wide prayer bands for their arms and long tassels for their clothes. They love to sit in the places of honor at banquets. They love to be greeted with honor in the markets and to be addressed as rabbi. But you shouldn't be called rabbi, because you have one teacher, and all of you are brothers and sisters. Don't call anyone on earth your father, for you have one Father who is heavenly. Don't be called teacher, for Christ is your one teacher. But the one who is greatest among you will be your servant. All who lift themselves up will be brought low, but those who make themselves low will be lifted up." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Don read from Joshua, but you'd think it was from Exodus from what you heard. Did you know that there were two stories of the Israelites crossing a river? Moses with his staff raised at the Red Sea, of course. We know that story where all the people went across and where Pharaoh's army was drowned. There are songs about that, several of them that I know. But this one is different. This is Joshua here on the banks of the Jordan River. Maybe it's an obscure story. If you start reading at the beginning of the Bible and you get through Exodus, you're doing pretty good, right? Exodus 15 is where they sing the song of celebration because they've just come through the Red Sea. And you may not make it all the way through the other five books of the Old Covenant and get all the way to Joshua, where you read about this text, where they crossed the Jordan River. But there's two stories. They're a lot alike, but they're a lot different as well. One is miraculous, prophetic drama. Moses with his hands held high. And this one in Joshua is risky servant leadership. The priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. More than one of them died while carrying that ark. It was a huge responsibility. But those priests who held that high dared not to touch it in the wrong way or let it down. They are the ones who stepped carrying that burden with their feet into the edge of the Jordan River. The Jordan River was swollen way past its shorelines, its banks. And the people of Israel were able to cross through because the priests stepped their feet in the water and the waters piled up and stopped flowing downstream. Now that's a miracle. The greatest one among you is the one who is your servant. The people of Joshua's time would not have crossed there if those priests had not stepped in. It says they got their feet wet. They waded into the stream. I keep thinking of youth songs, but there's a song called "Wade in the Water." The Lord's going to trouble the waters. It's an old spiritual. But this one is about the priest stepping in the water and having those waters of the Jordan River pile up so that the people of Israel could cross safely and on dry land. But that chest that the priests carried, which contained the law of Moses and the holiness of God, was going before them. It was leading the way. The priests who carried it safely overhead boldly stepped into the swell of water, and because of their servanthood, their willingness to go before the people of God, to go into the water, forge a path, take a risk, to get their feet wet, because of all of that, God's way was made for an entire nation of people. What does that have to do with All Saints Day? I want to tell you that we have got a tradition in this church that's more than 100 years long, 124 years long, if I count right. There are lots of people who have gone before us, people who have waded in the water and made a way for the future. There are people who have taken risks and given until it hurt. There are people who have made home visits and welcomed guests and blessed the children of this congregation for like four generations. The priests who have gone before, who have stepped their feet in the water. It's people like that that we remember today on All Saints Day. People who have led the way. People that we will never forget. I wanted to share with you about Dwight David Eisenhower. He was President of the United States, of course, from 1953 to 1961. He was a respected man, a five-star general in the United States Army during World War II, and he served as Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces in Europe. Many people looked up to him. He was of Pennsylvania Dutch ancestry, and was raised in a large family in Kansas by parents with a strong faith, religious background. I think he was one of our greatest presidents, perhaps because I was born while he was president. But he would demonstrate the art of leadership with a piece of string. He'd put it on a table and say, "Take the end of the string and pull it along in a shape, and it will follow wherever you wish. But if you take that same piece of string and try to push the string along, it will not cooperate." People like string need someone to follow. We need somebody in whose footsteps we can walk. And while Eisenhower was president of the United States, he led like that. He said, "You don't lead by hitting people over the head. That's not leadership. That's assault. You lead them by doing, by showing, by pointing, by pulling. And you can't pull someone along if you're behind them." The best of our saints, the best of our leaders led by example. In the church, they tithed generously to the work and ministry of the church. They spoke and speak with wisdom. Oh, they're human too, of course, and they make mistakes. There's only one who is perfect, and that's Jesus Christ. Even those of us who preach and share sermons on Sundays are not the ones that you should follow. Together, all of us share the goal of being followers of Jesus Christ. And we do that in lots of different ways. There's a variety of vocations, of course. There was a minister named James Moore who was invited to participate in a career day on campus at a college. He was to be part of a panel discussion. The panelists were going to discuss how faith influences your choice of a career. First, they were asked to introduce themselves and mention their particular vocations. It was all rather routine at first. One woman gave her name and said, "I'm an attorney." A man gave his name out loud and said, "I'm in business. I own a computer company." A woman gave her name and said, "I'm in real estate." But when it was Reverend Moore's turn, he said, "I'm a minister." The person seated next to him was a doctor. And the doctor's statement is what changed that whole situation that was rather mundane into a sacred moment. The doctor addressed the students. He said, We are here today to talk about vocation. The doctor told him that the word vocation actually means calling. Vocation has the same root as voice, calling, V-O-C, fox. The doctor said, well, my calling is actually to be a Christian. And one of the ways that I live that out is through the practice of medicine. He had it right. James Moore reflected afterwards, that doctor wasn't being pompous or arrogant. He was a humble man who had a strong sense of partnership with God. His life was a success, but his first priority was service. Jesus himself said, let all those who exalt themselves be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. Saints of the church are those who set themselves aside to let Christ shine through. They are the ones who step into the risk and get their feet wet to show others the way. They are the ones who know the work they are called to do is important work. It's important because it serves people and helps people spread the light of Christ. Young, old, or in between. Sick, healthy, or in between. Poor or wealthy, or in between. All of us are called to let the light of Christ shine and shine through us. The bold but humble lead the way. The ones who get their feet wet first. And I suggest that we should make it our purpose to follow them. There was a shepherd who was known for his great devotion and faithfulness to his king. The shepherd was promoted to a higher position, that of prime minister. The other ministers were a little angry that someone of such lowly, shepherdly origin should be so highly honored. And they tried to find some way to bring him down, but the only dirt they could find on him was this one curious thing. Each day, he would enter a little room that he kept locked, and he would stay there for a good while. The nobles told the king about this, and they all just knew that he had to be hiding something. The king doubted it, but gave permission anyhow to break into the room and to make a search. What they found there was surprising. It was a small bundle containing a worn-out pair of shepherd sandals and an old, tattered robe. The nobles brought this little bundle of things to the king. The prime minister was brought before the king and asked about this curious little bundle they had found in his locked room. And he said, I wore these things when I was a shepherd. I look at them regularly so that I won't forget what I once was and how unworthy I am of all of the kindness and honor that you have given to me. Humility. Humility. It's a foreign trait in some places. But it's from a word. Humility is from a word that comes from our word for ground. Humus or hummus. Humans, as we are, as we read in the creation story, are made with this kind of ground, clay, earth, soil, molecules. Now work with me on this. Being humble doesn't need to mean treating yourself like dirt. It can mean being fertile ground. Now I didn't say being on fertile ground. It can mean becoming fertile ground for God's Spirit to breathe into you the breath of life and possibility. It can mean that you're open, because you are fertile ground, you're open to seeds of hope and the watering of baptism. You see, saints are not holy because of what they do. They are holy because of what God does in them and through them. The greatest of saints remain fully aware of our common humanity, our need for God's grace, and our continuing and continual recreation. The best that we can do is set aside what we think are our best assets and let God use us and shine through us to glorify Him. So, what's a saint? What have we come here to celebrate? What do saints do? Well, they lead the way, as many of you do, in your homes and families, and even in your church family. They lead the way. They get their feet wet, and they don't mind being the first one to step in. And they let the light of Christ shine through them. There was a little boy that attended church with his grandfather one Sunday. The church they went to had beautiful stained glass windows, colored glass, that spill light into a room much like these beautiful Christian symbols. Grandpa had told the boy that the windows in the church where they went had pictures of people on them, made in stained glass. People like St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, St. John, and even St. Paul. And a whole lot of other saints. And when the little boy got home, he told his mom and dad all about it. And Dad, wanting to be funny and curious about what his son had learned, said, "Son, what is a saint?" The little boy thought for a moment and then he replied, "A saint is somebody who lets the light shine through." There is no better way to describe a saint of the church than somebody who lets the light of Christ shine through us. See, it's not about our goodness, our righteousness. It's about the righteousness of Christ, who miraculously makes me a saint and makes you a saint. And what's required is that we let the light of Christ shine through. Don't be afraid to get started with that. It might cause you to get your feet wet, though.